This is CPR News. I'm Matt Bloom. A super PAC supporting Republican Eric Odlin in the 7th Congressional District may have accepted an illegal donation. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
The group, called For Colorado's Future, accepted $25,000 from Colorado Springs-based Pericle Communications. Pericle is a contractor for a federal agency, and those companies are banned from spending on federal elections, according to campaign finance attorney Sourav Ghosh.
If it's a company that has a federal contract and it's making a contribution, that's black and white.
The Super PAC also reported spending more money than it's taken in, leaving in question where it got hundreds of thousands of dollars, Ghosh says. But he added that this money is a drop in the bucket next to the anonymous funding that can legally flow into elections through dark money groups. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
The Colorado Rockies season is officially over. CPR's Andrew Villegas reports the baseball team largely underperformed.
The Rockies haven't made the Major League Baseball playoffs since 2018, when they were swept by the Milwaukee Brewers. This year, the team lost more than 90 games in what many viewed as a rebuilding year. Its biggest offseason player acquisition, Chris Bryant, was hampered by injuries all season long and didn't hit a single home run at Coors Field. I'm Andrew Villegas, CPR News.
The National Park Service says it'll double the size for the historic site of the Sand Creek Massacre. Native American tribal leaders are calling the expansion a healing step for the ancestors of victims. William Walksalong is a member of the Northern Arapaho tribe.
But now I see it as a peaceful place again, a place that needs to be preserved forever.
U.S. soldiers killed more than 200 Native people in the attack in 1864. The expanded historic site east of Eads in southeastern Colorado is now open to the public. State's online homepage has been taken down due to a cyber attack. Officials say anonymous foreign actors have hacked Colorado.gov. The widespread attack included other state websites across the country. A temporary webpage is up, and officials say state services have not been affected. This is CPR.